Well, yes, indeed. I mean, it's been, I mean, I believe Milford have won the Gaelic, so I mean, it's been a big day for Milford. And the big story coming out of here this afternoon was that for the first time ever in the history of the, well, it was a relatively new club, Milford Athletic Club, they have won the Donegal Novice men's title and team title, that is. And that obviously brought great excitement, great joy to the group and the supporters and everybody else. So really, really nice to see something like that happening. And I always go through the names of those who scored in that historic team, for, well, as for them historic, and that was Marty Logan, Paddy Ryan, Peter O'Donnell and Paul Russell. So well done to them. And the individual story, well, it was a new winner as well. Well, always going to be a new winner and novice. It's the starting off point in terms of cross-country and championship cross-country, that is. And David McMenamin from Buncrana in the Shona Athletic Club was the individual winner, you know, extremely impressive individual winner. Ray McRae, a local school teacher here from Finn Valley, was second. And that Marty Logue, who led that Milford team, was third. So that was a novice story. And the team victory for Milford, of course. Ross's gave them a good old battle early on, as did Finn Valley. But Finn Valley faded, first of all, and then Ross stayed in the battle for longer. But in the end, had to give way to a better, really psyched up and well, really focused Milford squad. So James Gibbons was a happy, happy camper, and a man who wasn't here today, Hugh Call, would be also particularly happy because he's a hard worker down Milford way. Finn Valley won the women's. They had the individual winner in Jessica Roberts, and they had Jessica Roberts. And they also had Linda Emery on board as well, and Joanne McNabb and Carol McBride. So that was a team victory for them. And in between all of that, we had Jean Tara Karen of Milford in second spot. So that was a novice. We're coming up to lunchtime. And then we went with the under-11s. And the way day was good. The crowds were big. I reckon here about 2,000 to 3,000 people here today. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, crowds I've ever seen at a cross-country event in Donegal. So whatever that indicates, not quite sure, but it was certainly very, 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 very big crowd. The under-11 boys was a one for Keelan McFadden of Creasta, Cranford, of course, and again, extremely impressive from Michael O'Donnell from the Rosses and Martin Gal from Letterkenny. Finn Valley taking the team from Letterkenny there. And the under-11 girls, Maya Fletcher, as she has done through the season, this early part of the season so far, she was an individual winner of the under-11 girls from Rena Doherty of Finn Valley. And Finn Valley again taking the team from Letterkenny and Olympian there. Then boys, well, we had a really good race there. Boyd Russell from the Olympian Club, he's from out Big Dunswally, and I said that last week, and he was an individual one there. Philip McGee of Letterkenny and Max Shorty of Cranford. Letterkenny, Sir Connell and Cranford's team story. And then we moved to the 13 girls. Elsie Moore of Lifford's Strabane was a standout winner there, with Gillian Reynolds of Letterkenny second and Hannah Murray Valley third. The team story, Valley, Lifford Strabane and Letterkenny. Moving quickly to, I'll take them as I see them in the sheets here. The under 17 girls, Molly Page came through late and won that one for Letterkenny. Emma Quonoma was second, Karen Gallagher, Finn Valley third. And the under 19 girls, that was Sarah Kelly on the show, and she had won last week at a different age group, and well done to her. And Oma Girl was second, and Niamh Hina Oma was third. The next result I see coming in front of me was the under 17 boys. Matthew Neal from Oma, very, 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 very standout winner of that one. Johnny McGruddy was the best of the Donegal athletes in this one from Downings. He finished third for Cranford, of course. Oma beating Rosses in the team. And the under 19, Matthew Johnson came through very late to score a right good victory. And the under 19 boys from Ben Carr, who had pushed the pace and who fought a battle with Alan McGinley of Lifford Strabane throughout the race. Ben Carr from Finn Valley and Alan McGinley, they fought it out, and they fought it out, and they fought it, and they, you know, they shared the lead at different times, and it was very exciting. And then Matthew Johnson came late in the race and took the victory, so well done to him. And then Finn Valley kicking the team from Lifford Strabane there. They finally, just wrapping that end of it up, we had the under 15 boys. It was Sean McGinley from the Olympian Club, from Jack Holian of Letterkenny and Oisin Toy third. Letterkenny winning from Finn Valley there, Cranford third. And in the girls, another 15, Eve Carlin from North Leitrim was a guest competitor there. And the best of the Donegal athletes was Sarah Bradley of Finn Valley. She led the Finn Valley team to victory from guesting North Leitrim and Letterkenny. Amy Green was individually third. And that pretty much, from what I have in front of me, seems to wrap it up. And it was a good day. It was an exciting day. The weather was good. The crowd was, the atmosphere was brilliant. And I suppose when we look in months ahead, look back at this, when we talk about the individuals and the teams Finn Valley, certainly they won the women's, but you know, Finn Valley have won novices and teams and championships for donkeys years. But Milford winning for the first time ever will be such a standout. It will have amounted to such a standout day for them. And you know, you have to be very, very happy for Milford in the men's, and say Finn Valley in the women's, and in the individuals as well, the different people. But it was a good day. I'll be very happy with it. And a couple of weeks, kind of a break now, and then we're back into it. We're finished with Donegal and cross country. In that sense, underage is pretty much over, with the exception of the cross country relays for the underage. The Donegal senior goes down the track here later, but that's the underage aspect of it over. We talk about Ulster from now on. So that's it, Miles.
So, Patsy, in relation to the novices, normally big numbers, were the big numbers today, or were the big numbers concentrating on the underage?
No, there was massive numbers. There was some races underage, I think, between one age group here, there's over 100. Somebody said there were 700 or 800 totally checked in here today. I think that was a number I heard being talked about afterwards, in terms of people competing in various races. Yes, there was a good turnout for the novice, and yes, it was competitive, which is always an added boost. You know, when you get two clubs that maybe haven't won the novice, like Ross is, you know, head, you know, banging off against Milford, it's going to be exciting, and it was. And then, you know, with Finn Valley's situation, well, I think they were the team favourites and they delivered. So, look, everybody has their own targets, their own, hopefully the things that will work out for them, but in the end, it worked out for Milford and Finn Valley and so on today. So that's the way it ended up.
Would you confirm the fourth scorer for Milford, please, for
yes,
me?
Yes, Paul Russell from Churchill.
Paul Russell, okay.
That scoring team was Marty Logue. He's from Melton. And Paddy Ryan, he's a guard down there in Milford. He was the next man. And then Peter O'Donnell from Kilmacrennan and Paul Russell from Churchill.